This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has formed a unity government despite political divisions. VOA correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
In the wake of the Hamas attack, Israeli politicians, riven by bitter internal divisions, have formed a unity government. That may give pause to the country's foes, says former U.S. Middle East envoy Dennis Ross.
I don't rule out the possibility there'll be an all-out war, although Hezbollah was counting on divisions in Israel, and I think they've seen what they were thinking about Israel in terms of divisions is no longer the case.
Israel could seek to expand its strikes against Iran's allies and proxies beyond Gaza.
There's always the potential for Israel to strike elsewhere, of course, not just Lebanon, which would invoke a third Lebanon war, but potentially the widening of what is already underway between Israel and Iran indirectly.
But Israel is unlikely to attack Iran directly, says analyst Lina Khatib.
Because this would already stretch resources that this war have shown to be stretched.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The chief of NATO says the alliance will hold a major nuclear exercise next week. The announcement by Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg came after Russia warned it would pull out of a global nuclear test ban agreement. NATO's, quote, steadfast noon exercise is held annually and involves fighter jets capable of carrying nuclear warheads, but no live bombs are used. Stoltenberg said Thursday, quote, this is a routine training event that happens every October. The exercise is scheduled to run from Monday until October 26th and will take place over Italy, Croatia, and the Mediterranean Sea. It will involve 13 NATO allies in a mix of aircraft types, including advanced fighter jets and U.S. B-52 bombers. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is facing another indictment. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Federal prosecutors in New York City have rewritten their indictment against Senator Bob Menendez and his wife to charge them with conspiring to have him act as an agent of Egypt and Egyptian officials. The superseding indictment, which was filed in Manhattan federal court, says the conspiracy occurred from January 2018 to June of 2022. The new charge comes just weeks after the New Jersey Democrat and his wife were accused of accepting bribes from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator's help and influence over foreign affairs. The couple has pleaded not guilty. I'm Shelley Adler.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has vowed U.S. support for Israel as Israeli airstrikes continue to pound Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
Gaza's skyline was filled with plumes of smoke rising to meet the clouds as new Israeli strikes continued into the daytime. One building demolished by an Israeli missile left residents scrambling to lift the twisted metal and concrete in hope of finding survivors. Hospitals were overloaded with injured, some wailing in pain as they were wheeled in on stretchers as the missiles rained overhead. International aid groups have warned of a worsening humanitarian crisis after Israel halted deliveries of food, water, fuel and electricity to Gaza's 2.3 million people. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Israel-Palestinian war rolled into a sixth day of fighting since Hamas launched its attack. Rick Pantaleo tells us about possible escalations in hostilities.
The Israeli military is preparing for a possible ground operation in Gaza, but political leadership has not decided on one. Hamas, meanwhile, said it is seeking to end Palestinians' suffering, which they say has become intolerable under unending Israeli military occupation in the West Bank and a 16-year-long blockade in Gaza. In an interview after meeting with victims of a Hamas attack in Israel, British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly says Hamas does not represent all Palestinians.
Of course, it's really important that we recognize that Hamas, a terrorist organization, does not speak on behalf of the Palestinian people as a whole, or indeed the Arab people within the region that have perpetrated atrocities both in southern Israel and, of course, with the kidnapped people that they've taken into Gaza.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The European Commission has made a formal legally binding request for information from Elon Musk's social media platform X over its handling of hate speech, misinformation, and violent terrorist content related to the Israel-Hamas war. It is the first step in what could become the EU's inaugural investigation under the Digital Services Act. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.